We'll start off the show with a question. Who do you think is more likely to become a lifelong criminal, a murderer or a car thief? Who do you think is more dangerous? If you answered the murderer, you could be wrong. Studies show that those who commit the most serious crimes actually reoffend at low rates. Murderers have the lowest recidivism rate out of anyone in California prisons, but they're also the most likely to be considered for early release. In the first of a three-part series, we spend some time with a part of our state prison population known as lifers, no possibility of parole. KALW's Joaquin Palomino explores what makes lifers different.
My name is Lindsay Bolar, and I'm a student at Berkeley City College.
Tony Ciprian. I'm originally from Los Angeles, but now reside here in the Bay Area.
Ciprian and Bolar have lived together for over a decade. The two first met at the California State Penitentiary in Solano.
Since the age of 13, I hadn't seen a solid year of freedom. I've been in and out of the juvenile system. At age 17, I caught a first-degree homicide, and that's what sent me to prison for the past 26 years.
I was arrested for kidnap for ransom. 23 years I spent in prison. For a case that had no violence, no weapons, no drugs, no guns, no death, but yet I received a life sentence.
Both men were sentenced to life in prison with the chance of parole. That means they could stay in prison for life, or after a minimum number of years, the parole board could decide to let them out.
I didn't think about the concept of freedom, you know, that this could be the rest of my life, you know, walking yards, talking to other men for the rest of my life.
20% of California prisoners are serving life with the possibility of parole. For short, they're called lifers. And what's interesting is how different their prison experience is from other inmates. A lot of this has to do with sentencing.
You know, in California, there's the prison system is split as far as sentences are concerned.
Most prisoners have a determinate sentence, meaning they serve a fixed amount of time. So if sentenced to 2 years, they spend 2 years in prison. Time can be shaved off for good behavior, but the idea is once their term is up, they're free to go home.
Do the crime, do the time is the basic logic of determinate sentencing.
Barry Crisberg is the research and policy director of the Earl Warren Institute at UC Berkeley School of Law.
There's no role for rehabilitation and determinate sentencing. You just do your time and you get out.
Bolar says prisoners who knew when they were getting out just wasted their time in prison.
No therapeutics, no education, no nothing. Just walk in a circle, do flips on a ball like a monkey, run around like a wild dog, and then when it's time for you to go home, you go home.
Lifers like Ciprian and Bolar, on the other hand, have an indeterminate sentence, meaning they have to convince a 12-person parole board to let them out of prison.
You got a guy who gets a 25-year sentence to life, and he has to answer to someone getting out of prison. He has to go to a parole board. He has to see the psychs. He has to do all of these things which will make him focus and want to work on his program.
Bolar says many lifers are model prisoners.
I was in a prison where in one building was 385 people. 350 of those people were life inmates where they didn't kill people. The lady that ran that building was about 4'8". She weighed about 150 pounds, but yet and still, she ran a building with all those killers.
23 years ago, Bolar was a short order cook raising two children. The strains of being a single father, paired with a longtime heroin addiction, put him in a financial bind. So he rented out a room in his condo. His new roommate skipped rent 1 month, so Bolar forced him into his car.
It was called kidnap for ransom for taking my roommate to a bank and told my roommate, if you don't give me my money, my rent money, I'm going to beat your ass, I'm going to break your jaw.
His roommate went into the bank, called the cops, and Bolar was arrested and sentenced to 7 years to life.
And that's what I'd done 23 years for. Point blank, look it up, Google it, a public record.
While in prison, he enrolled in the Offender Mentor Certification Program. He and 50 other inmates, mostly lifers, were certified as drug rehabilitation counselors.
I learned a lot of stuff because it was pushed. We went to school 7 days a week, 12 hours a day. We had to give up visits. We got paid $150 a month, but we had to study these courses 12 hours a day, 7 days a week for 1 year.
Bolar was released last winter, 17 years after his first parole hearing. He was 62 years old with no job and no money. But thanks to that counseling certification, he's now working for Options Recovery in Berkeley.
This training, it makes me feel like I can just do anything I want. Even though I got 42 years documented of criminal thinking and behavior, the possible thing a man can change. Because I'm back in the community, I am being productive, I am fruitful, I am participating, I am being a citizen, a concerned citizen.
Tony Ciprian was also at CSP Solano.
You got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. You know, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired of the lifestyle in which I lived.
Like Bolar, he learned a trade in prison, becoming a certified welder. He went through anger management programs, was baptized, and he was even married.
They call them tools to work with, and I picked up, you know, as many tools as I could possibly fit in my toolbox to survive in this free world.
Ciprian says he looked to other lifers to figure out how to make it out of prison. And in the 26 years he served, he was never written up for a violent infraction. The parole board recognized this, releasing him in 2009. But Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger overturned the board's decision, keeping him in prison. The same thing happened the following year, until Ciprian finally filed a discrimination lawsuit, which ultimately freed him on September 11th of 2011.
For me, 9/11 has so much freedom attached to it, man. It's first day I walked out of prison in 26 years, man. I just wanted to hurry up and get away from there before somebody said, nah, well, we made a mistake or something like that.
Today, he and Bolar are still roommates. They live together in an Oakland group home, supporting each other's re-entry into free society. But most lifers aren't as lucky.
The life sentence now in California consists of people who are going to serve extraordinary amounts of time. And it's very difficult to get a parole. Life in California has come to mean life. That is, you die in prison.
Again, Barry Crisberg.
There's been a recent series in the Los Angeles Times about all these prisoners who are dying in California jails. They can't even get out of their beds. They're in the last stages of life. And even those prisoners, we don't want to release them because it's hard to imagine what they're going to do, but we're not going to release them.
In 2011, 450 of the 4,000 eligible lifers in California were released, and that's a high count. Throughout the 1990s and the early 2000s, less than 1% made it out. In Oakland, I'm Joaquin Palomino for Cross Currents.